True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like,
whatever, dude.
Hey. Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Nearly 2,000 years ago, during the sacred week, the living Son of God entered Jerusalem in triumph. Soon after, the Savior of mankind, who brought truth and light into the world, was betrayed, arrested, and tried, beaten, and nailed to a cross and crucified. For our sake, he gave up his life, and as the very great Reverend Billy Graham once said, God proved his love on the cross when Christ hung and bled and died. It was God saying to the world, I love you. Those are beautiful words from a great man, Franklin, right? A great man, Franklin's incredible father.
Remember last week when I was telling you how much I like it when public figures quote scripture and talk about God? Even if they're doing it in terrible, wrong ways, like Letitia James was last week, well, the same is true this week here in the Easter weekend. I really like that stuff from Trump. It's just funny because you hear him say Billy Graham as if he had never heard the name Billy Graham before. Like he's just reading it, you know. And he's sitting there with Franklin Graham as if he's never said the last name of these Grahams before, but he's just reading it. But I don't care. I like the message. And in fact, that message is spot on, even if he had a little trouble with Franklin or Billy Graham's name there. Hey, this is Wiggins America. There's a speaking of Letitia James, there is a fight brewing between the Trump administration, the DOJ, and Letitia James. And we'll get to that in a minute. But I will say first, we're going to play a little bit more of Trump giving his Easter message. And I think it is fantastic that he is sharing these things publicly. I think that is exactly what I would like a president to be talking about. I don't care who the president is. Yes, they're all going to be hypocrites because people are hypocrites. But the message is forever.
3 days later, Christ followers found the empty tomb. Jesus had defeated darkness and death and promised new life to all of humankind. And that's what we celebrate each year at Easter as we joyfully proclaim on Sunday, He is risen. The death and resurrection of Jesus are the essence of the Christian faith. Whether rich or poor, healthy or sick, young or old, or in times of peace or war, Christians everywhere find solace and hope in the knowledge that Christ died for them and that they could be united with him in heaven. And that's what we want. That's what we all want. The miracles of Holy Week set in motion a transformation in human existence. Countless millions of Americans have been moved by Christ's example to heal the sick, defend their families, lift up their communities, and make our country stronger, better, and greater than ever before.
I'm not going to say President Trump is an inspiring preacher by any means, but I like the message. I love the message. In fact, it doesn't even take a good messenger to deliver that message to kind of put me at ease. I don't know about you. I've been really stressed lately, and that's not something I deal with. I told my wife that, and I had to qualify it, because when you say, "Oh, I've been really stressed," to people in your life, that's viewed as a like, "Oh, you're unhappy. Things aren't good because the situation is bad." That's not at all why I'm stressed. I actually am very happy. I'm very fulfilled, and I just am doing too much. I'm trying to run multiple businesses and still, you know, I'm here. I'm literally on the air every day here at 97.1. And I'm just managing a lot. And then three kids that are all within the age of sports and all that stuff. I'm not crying about it. I'm just saying I feel the stress. I feel the weight of managing everything on my shoulders. And I'm usually not like that. And that's why I don't like the feeling. But I hear a message like that, even delivered from the president, and I'm like, So I just share those things because they help me so much. And just hearing even a very, very normal Easter message, even if it's not awe-inspiring, even if it's not on roller coasters or with big production, delivered from somebody who's not a great preacher, it still, to me, is like, there we go. So here it is, Easter weekend, and we are celebrating it, of course. We have a big show, and I do have one more news item to get to before the end of this segment. Lots of guests. We're going to play back the interview I did with Dan Fitter and talk about how in the world are we going to handle bringing jobs back to the United States if we can't even fill half the manufacturing jobs we have now or trades jobs. Let's talk about that next with Dan Fitter. And then Chris Woolsey at the end of the show to just share some streaming suggestions with you. Nothing really too controversial there. That'll just be fun. But between now and then, this battle that is brewing between the Department of Justice and Letitia James is just getting worse. I played last week Letitia James giving kind of like a Sermon on the Mount type, inspiring, you know, "I have that stone of hope in me, and no weapon formed against me shall perish," she says incorrectly, which ultimately means no weapon that formed against her is going to be unsuccessful. Everything that they throw against her is going to be successful. She misquoted the scripture. But this is her from this week. She's going bananas, and she's trying to make it look like she's strong, but I think you can kind of see through it.
"My mission is clear. I'm focused, I'm prepared, I'm ready. I've been trained by the best. I went to Howard University that overturned legal segregation in this country. I've been taught in those classrooms where Thurgood Marshall once taught. I'm not afraid of no president. Donald Trump, we're ready for you. We're coming for you. We're standing up for you. We're fighting on. We're not going down silent. Victory, my friends, is clear. It's now. And I'm not waiting 4 years. I'm waiting two until a speaker by the name of Hakeem Jeffries comes to bring us some rest. Come on, ladies. It's up to us. We saved this democracy before. We'll save it now. Let's go."
Woo-wee. Man, I don't know about you, but that sounds like she's trying to convince herself that everything's going to be okay. She's afraid of the government, because what's happening right now is the Department of Justice, if you're not familiar with this case, has found that she has probably been, or at least she's accused of, committing tax fraud in the same exact way that they went after Donald Trump on. Now, they claimed that Donald Trump was inflating his assets and so forth. But of course, no bank, there was nobody that got frauded. The problem with Letitia James's case is that she was inflating her assets, and they're looking and seeing that maybe there were people that she actually did fraud. Same crime, but there's, and it's not as big because she didn't have as much money as Donald Trump, but it's the same crime, and there was possibly actual fraud committed instead of trying to create it out of thin air like they did against Trump. There, she's literally being accused of, I'll say, for now, the same crimes as she went after, made up, that Donald Trump was doing. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. And the amazing thing is, through the process of finding these documents, the DOJ also seems to have found that she is not a resident of New York. Whoa, what happens if you are the attorney general of a state and your legal residence even isn't in that state? Man, I don't know, because that's illegal. You can't do that. So then what happens? This stuff gets super messy, and it's because she's been breaking the law. And she said nobody, this is what's so funny about no weapon formed against me will perish, which is, again, a misquote of the scripture that she did last week, that all of these things wouldn't have even been brought to light if she hadn't misused the law against a political opponent. And now it's all just coming right back on her. It's really incredible to watch. So we're going to talk about some things again coming up next with Dan Fitter. This is an interview from this week. And then Chris Woolsey later in the show. But I do want to try to make time to get to all this craziness that's happening with the universities and defunding the university, the communist education system of America at last. This is Wiggins America.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring back American manufacturing, but I really think that's a pipe dream and not something that is likely to be accomplished. And we could even raise questions about whether or not, in a broad-based way, that's a desirable goal.
Oh, it's a pipe dream, and maybe not even something we want, according to Janet Yellen. Yeah, she's involved in our finances as well. She was until Trump took over in January. Let's talk to Dan Fitter about whether it's desirable that America have manufacturing jobs. Dan, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate being on your show.
So, Dan, you are a business and trades ambassador for St. Charles, and you're doing a great job out there of really trying to recruit people to be a part of the trades. I want to ask you first, though, how big of a problem is our workforce right now? I know we have an aging workforce that's moving a little bit out of the trades. What about those coming in? Do we have enough people?
Well, if you just look at the standard approach to hiring individuals, yeah, we do have a challenge if we're going to go to the marketplace and just pick off resumes and hire individuals. But, you know, here in St. Charles, we've taken advantage of a new program that's allowed us to start overcoming that hurdle and create a workforce for us for the sustainable future.
Yeah, Dan, I want to talk about your program a little bit, but let me ask you before we do, why do you think this is? I mean, what is it about the generation that's coming up now that is something steering them away from the trades? Because the pay is good. I know that.
Yeah, you hit it. The pay is good. I think a lot of it is just lack of connection. We as a community had a hard time getting access to young adults coming out of high school. So if young adults don't know the opportunities exist, A, and B, when we start looking at skill sets that we require in advanced manufacturing, and you look at the skill sets of young adults today, they're highly, highly capable when it comes to technology, computer savvy. They're able to multitask. They have the traits we need in manufacturing. And when we accept that they have the traits and the types, and we can help them develop the skills, there becomes a very good match for them to come into advanced manufacturing.
So with the Trump agenda clearly in place, I mean, they've stated very, very overtly that their goal is to bring more of these jobs in. If we're having trouble getting people to enter them as they are now, how are we going to handle having even more job opportunities in these fields?
Yeah. So as an entrepreneur and a business owner, we have to find solutions to every problem, right? And some may be quality. Some may get productivity. We can look at technology. But at the end of the day, we need to look at the workforce, the workforce that's available to us, and take advantage of the policies that are in place that allow us to grow our employment and market to these young adults in particular, market to them to attract them into our businesses. You know, we're a company that's grown 14% year over year for over a decade. We do business with companies that are seeing 30% year-over-year growth.
What company is that, just for clarity?
My company is Quest Specialty Products.
Okay. And so but you've taken on, because you're in that field, you've taken on being an ambassador for people to even work in these fields in general, right?
That is correct. And part of it is us as business owners connecting with youth and educating them not only on the money they can make, but the opportunities and careers they can have. I have a degree. I have a master's degree. But to work in manufacturing, we value the skill of the worker like we value a university-based education. You can be an engineer based on your technical skills. You can be a great buyer. There are so many different avenues. And if you start in manufacturing and you learn the trade and the operations, you can go many, many directions in your career. And we're out there promoting that so that everyone knows this is a great route to a great future and career.
So, Dan, this is a national problem, but it is really people like you who are on the ground, and not just like all of a sudden you're doing this. You've been doing this for a while, and you've seen the writing on the wall that we need a generation to come up. So explain exactly what you're doing in St. Charles and Fort Zumwalt, that you're addressing problems that we already have a little bit, but that may be even growing in the future.
Sure. So over a decade, I've been involved in doing manufacturing days and trying to work with young adults to show them the different types of trades and opportunities that we had in manufacturing. But not in 2016, a lot changed. The Department of Labor changed the laws and said if you have a registered youth apprentice program, which is well defined, you can now start hiring young adults at the age of 16 or 17 years old from these registered youth apprentice schools. And what's critical about that is we now not only have to have showcases and show and tell about trying to attract these young adults, we now had a window to open and to hire them. Fort Sumwalt School District in our community in St. Charles led the way. In 2019, they became a registered youth apprentice high school, all their high schools. They had a coordinator trained, and we had the benefit of one of the best in the state, maybe in the country, was involved in that program then and is involved with what we're trying to do today. They reached out to manufacturers and said, hey, we have students that can now work for you in the trades. Do you have an interest in hiring them? We were the second company in to hire, and we put these young adults to work, and they were working side by side at 16 and 17 year olds, side by side with 10 year employees. And we were just overly impressed with their ability to learn and adapt. So fast forward to last year, we finally got to the point as a community, and this was with the help of the Economic Development Council, local chambers, leaders of all of our different communities. We all rallied around getting all the high schools in St. Charles as registered youth apprentice high schools. That happened and started in July of 2024. And by September, we had all five high schools, including our technical school at Lewis and Clark, registered for the youth apprentice program. We as businesses then stepped up and working with CEOs and competitors of ours in some cases, We stepped up and said, we're going to fund as businesses what it costs for the schools to get their coordinators trained. And we're going to pay to bring one of the best consultants in to help us draft the curriculum, which is, by the way, the company is Career Ways. And the most important part in this element was not just the manufacturers are now at the table, but Fort Zumwalt School District, the entire administration, Dr. Pat Brown, Andy McAfee, and the entire team became mentors and supporters of the other school districts. So together, as a total community, we rallied around expanding and accelerating this program, which we call the Youth Apprenticeship Accelerator Program. And now we have all schools. And the cool thing about this is the Career Ways is working with developing the students. They're going through helping them get ready to work in an adult environment, doing personality profiles, coaching them, and we have a selection day. And we're really proud of the format we put in place. We are recruiting young adults coming in trades like they're athletes going to college.
Wow.
Our students going to university. We have tours of both the coordinators of the high schools as well as students. We have interview process where we interviewed 14 individuals in a matter of 3 hours. All companies and all students are in the same area, same building, and that recruiting event of selection day is kind of like the NCAA having their selection day.
It's the draft. That's cool.
It really is cool. And in this last one, in a 4-month period, we had 19 more students sign up. We have another one that was just in January. We have another one coming up in another month, and we have over 35 students that will be at the table. We're moving it from 6 companies that were originally sponsors to 8. And we've reached out to many more, and we're ready to open the door to any St. Charles, any company that wants to participate in the program.
Dan, I mean, what you've put together in St. Charles and what everybody's kind of coming together to do is really an impressive machine that you've got. Because what I hear you saying is that in 2016, during Trump 45, it sounds like he had his Department of Labor change some of the laws to make it more accessible for more kids to start moving into trades, which obviously they saw the writing on the wall, too, that we need to be doing that. But it wasn't just a federal government that just from the top down said, OK, we'll kind of grease the runway for you. It was your local St. Charles community businesses. It was the schools. It was the local government. And really, what's impressive to me is that you've put together this coalition of businesses that doesn't take from the tax money. We don't need the taxes because the businesses need workers so badly that they're willing to fund these kids coming up through these programs.
You just, I think that's the model. You just described it very well. And thanks, Ryan. You did a lot more efficiently than I do because there's a lot of details behind it. But you're absolutely right. Let me give you a number here. And this is why businesses are so excited about it, as well as the educators. We have a goal to get to 600 apprentices. And we're a little under 100 right now. But we just started the accelerator, back in September of last year. 600 students, young students working in the trades, will generate a little over $100 million of value-added work, manufacturing work for our community.
Wow.
$100 million while they're in high school, and their wages are estimated to be $21 million while they're in high school. This is very serious opportunity and all from every element, not only for the benefit of manufacturers, but it jump starts the livelihoods of these young adults. And if I may add, we have a young man that just turned 20 years old. He was with us not at the very beginning, but he came in as a second wave of apprentices 3 years ago. At 20 years old, just got approved for a loan to buy a home. So what you said is absolutely correct. This is about a community taking advantage of a policy that is benefit for all of us. And it's in the early stages, and everyone involved is so very proud of where we are today. But we got a lot of heavy lifting to get to our goal of 600 active apprentices. Generating $100 million in value for our companies.
Well, that's a great goal. But, Dan, you guys have the groundwork laid. I mean, that's very exciting. I'm so glad to be able to share good news. You know, it seems like so often we get on here and we're sharing just, you know, things that aren't quite going right. You know, we're being watchdogs. But when things are going right, Dan, I love to report on that. Dan Fitter, thank you so much for your time. Business and Trades Ambassador for St. Charles. Keep up the great work and keep in touch, okay? Let's keep talking about this.
Awesome. Thanks for the opportunity.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Playing all this goofy bump music, it's because I did it. I said I was going to maybe do it last week, and I did. On Wednesday, we finished the Annie Fry Show at 3 o'clock, and I immediately, well, I got the podcast up as quickly as I could, and then I immediately drove to Chicago straight from work on Wednesday and went and saw Griff Reese, the lead singer of Super Furry Animals, which is one of my favorite bands. They're top four, and I really can't ever decide who's my favorite, because I go back and forth between the Beatles and Pink Floyd, which are very well known, and Super Furry Animals and Supergrass, which are much less known. Well, that means that when you see somebody touring and they're close enough to you, I mean, these are bands that they're not even from America. None of those four bands are from America. And so they don't tour in, you know, the Midwest a whole lot, these bands. So when you see somebody that's going to be close, you got to go. And so I went and saw the lead singer of Super Furry Animals on Wednesday night, drove back Thursday, which is why I was not on the show on Thursday, and was then back, of course, for the show on Friday and then here. But I had a weird thing happen. So nobody I know wanted to go to the show with me. I don't blame them. You have to drive all the way to Chicago. Even my Chicago friends couldn't really make it work. And so I wasn't really sure there would be a lot of people there, and there weren't. It was at a place called the Empty Bottle in Chicago, just some sort of small concert venue, if that. I would guess there were maybe 150 people there, so big but not big. And I was just in the crowd alone. A lot of people, you know, mingling, and I'm just there by myself watching this guy play. Now, he's from Wales, which is part of the UK, but it's funny because if you're born and raised in Wales and Great Britain, you'd think English would be your first language. But for him, it's not. Welsh is his first language. And so listening to him speak between songs is kind of a little awkward because he can't find the word sometimes, even though he's from the Great Britain. But he's Welsh. All that to say, he did this album about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, called American Interior, that's all about one of the first explorers of America. And I didn't really know much. I know the album, but I didn't know the story behind it. And he's telling that story a lot during the show. Well, there's no pictures of this guy, this explorer, who's both Welsh and was part of American history. His name's John Evans. So he has a puppet that he uses to refer to John Evans. Well, at one point, there's an assassination attempt on the real John Evans' life. And he said, "We're going to reenact that. Do I have a volunteer?" And nobody did. And so I kind of like waved a little bit, and he called me up on stage. So I went up on stage with my hero, Griff Reese, who I've been listening to for years. And he had me reenact the assassination of the John Evans puppet with him. And unfortunately, because there's not a single soul in that audience that I knew, there are no pictures of me on stage with my hero that I'll ever have, because the couple people that I saw in the audience snapping pictures, I got no clue who they are. And I was even going to go up to them after the show and ask for them, but I don't know who they are. I can't even find who they were. So there's no record of this happening, unfortunately. And I lament that, but gosh, what a neat event. We'll be right back with Chris Woolsey, some streaming recommendations. Man, it has been a while since we've gotten to talk to our streaming correspondent, Chris Woolsey, out of LA. Chris, thanks for being here again.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Thank you so much for having me. This is amazing. I've literally been counting the days till I get to come back and talk with you.
We've been lost in the wilderness because, you know, we rely on you to find out what we should be watching. I've just been watching nothing. You know, there's nothing out there because I don't know where to go without you.
And I apologize for leaving you in the lurch like that. Our old brand went away, and the great folks at Vizio were good enough to find me and haul me aboard. And so now I am working for Vizio to let folks know about all the incredible free entertainment that they can access on their service.
Okay, before we move on to the content, explain Vizio, because that's a name that I've heard many times, but is, you know, how do people access Vizio?
Sure, that's a great question. So Vizio is the they create high quality televisions at a bargain price, and it is a high value product. And then we also have a free streaming service called Watch Free Plus. And the cool thing is, if you have a Vizio TV, you just turn your Vizio TV on and you click on Watch Free Plus, and you can watch, you know, one of 300 live streaming channels, or there are over 25,000 on demand titles, movies and TV shows you can watch for free. Or if you don't own a Vizio TV, all you have to do is download the free Vizio app from the Android App Store or the Apple App Store and open that up, create a free account, click on Watch Free Plus, and you can also access all of those live streaming channels and get endless entertainment, whether or not you own a Vizio TV.
That's great, because I watch a lot of free apps. We subscribe to a few also, but it's the free ones that I keep going back to, just because I don't have to worry about managing the accounts and all that. You know, it's there. I can click on it, see what's on, which is why we have you here. So let's talk about the content. April's a weird month, though, Chris, because normally when we have you on, you say, well, hey, it's February, so let's talk about romance movies, or it's a new year, new you. Is there a theme for April, or are we just kind of flying blind here?
No, there actually is a theme for April. And, you know, Valentine's Day, it's in February. It's a little early in terms of, like, the actual seasonal calendar. And now that spring is here, you know, spring is sprung and romance is in the air. It feels fresh. It feels new. And so we have a spring showcase full of all kinds of great rom-coms. It's called Your Movie Match. And it has sort of a dating app theme to it that's super fun, because, you know, some people are very excited about romance and some people are not so bullish. And so wherever you are on the romance spectrum, Vizio Watch Free Plus has Your Movie Match for you. We've got the perfect rom-com for wherever you find yourself.
It's funny. We just had this conversation on the Daily Show that I do, on the Annie Fry Show a week or so ago, about rom-coms. And we asked the question, do guys like rom-coms? And the room was split. I guess there are more guys that like rom-coms than I know of. And I was looking at your list here. These are movies that I enjoy. 500 Days of Summer is one of them.
Oh my gosh. Such a great film with one of my all-time favorite actors. I think he is severely underutilized in Hollywood, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I think he's eminently charming. I think he's a great everyman. He's always believable. And in that same vein, the quirky, lovely Zooey Deschanel. And what I love about this movie is I feel like it doesn't quite go with the usual rom-com template. You know, it doesn't go with the Lifetime movie template. It really goes out on its own, and it treats romance and relationships with the depth and the complexity that I think the subject actually deserves. I think when you watch this movie, you're like, yeah, I felt that, like, when I was in relationships sometimes. There were, like, day to day it would change. You'd feel, you know, incredibly excited about the relationship, and then, you know, something would happen, and all of a sudden you're like, this is never going to work. And that's what I love about this movie. It just feels real to me, but it's also hilariously funny, and these two actors just deliver a powerhouse performance.
It is a pretty funny movie, 500 Days of Summer. I agree with you about Joseph Gordon-Levitt, too. He thinks he's going to change the world quite a bit, but other than that, he picks great roles, and whenever his name, there are very few actors that when I see their name on a movie, I'm like, that's probably going to be pretty good. He's one of them. Kilmer. Yep. You know, Val Kilmer has passed away, I would say suddenly, just because we weren't paying attention, but we all knew he was not doing very well. And you've got some Val Kilmer movies as well.
We do. We do. We've got a lot of hidden gems of Val Kilmer. I mean, a lot of people knew him from, you know, the higher profile, the Heats and things like that. But he did a lot of movies that went under the radar. And it, what I love about Val Kilmer is you might not love every movie he ever did, but you have to admit he always delivered 150% no matter what role and what film he was in. And we've got a great one that I somehow missed, and man, is it incredible. I love period pieces. I love biopics. And this is one called Kill the Irishman, which is the true story of a mob war in Cleveland in the late 60s, early 70s. And it is phenomenal. Ray Stevenson, who was in Volstagg, or played Volstagg in the Thor movies, so great. He plays the Irishman, and it's basically the rise of the Irish mob fighting the Italian mob. You've got Christopher Walken, Vincent D'Onofrio, of course, Val Kilmer, Vinnie Jones, Paul Sorvino, because I think there's a law somewhere that you can't make a mob movie yeah. without Paul Sorvino. It is spectacular. It's they nail the period. It's taut. Ray Stevenson is spectacular, and of course Val Kilmer is just over the top phenomenal. So highly recommend Kill the Irishman.
Because of his passing away, lots of people posting different, you know, clips of his movies and just talking about him. Kill the Irishman is actually one that was not on my radar either, but because of everybody talking about him, that's one I said, oh, I kind of need to watch that. I didn't know Vizio had that, so that's great. I'll probably be watching that soon. Last thing is I see a couple of titles here that's really right down my center lane that I love, a couple of Bruce Willis sci-fi classics.
Yes, you know, Bruce Willis also having his own health struggles, and we have got some amazing Bruce Willis movies. One of the weirdest movies he ever did, The Fifth Element, 1997. One of the strangest sci-fi movies ever made, written and directed by Luc Besson, who did The Professional, La Femme Nikita. It's an incredible film, cult classic, I think, kind of defines the term for this movie. But my absolute favorite, it is not only one of my favorite Bruce Willis movies, it's one of my favorite sci-fi movies of all time, is Looper. And that is also with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yep.
2012, Emily Blunt. Man, is it good. Yeah, the conceit is in the future, we've perfected time travel. And of course, the mob has used it for nefarious purposes. And they send their victims back into time where there is an assassin waiting for them so that there's no trace of the criminal activity that's going on with this assassination. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays one of these guys who are called loopers, who live in the past and kill anyone the mob sends back to them, until one day he realizes the person who was sent back for him to kill is himself, played by Bruce Willis.
That's such a good movie.
That is
my kind of sci-fi right there. And I just, it doesn't seem like they're making really good, maybe it's high budget because they're not putting a lot of budget into sci-fi these days, but good sci-fi movies like that, that are, I guess you'd call them high concept, but that term gets thrown around too much. But the really conceptual, like, think about yourself in this situation sci-fi is the stuff I like a lot. And Looper's one of those. Chris, don't be a stranger, man. I appreciate the suggestions. And you can get all these on Vizio, of course. He said if you have the TV, it's right there for you. But you can download the Vizio app, which I intend to do, and watch Kill the Irishman and probably rewatch Looper now that we're talking about it. Chris, let's catch up again soon and keep bringing the content.
100%, Ryan. I'm counting the days till I get to come back.
Sounds good. Chris Woolsey is our streaming correspondent, and any of the films that he just suggested, you can find yourself by downloading the Vizio app, which I think we all need to do. And that is the show for today. Appreciate you being here, and we will catch up with you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.